You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Top of the hour to you.
Top of the morning to you, Maloney.
There's no way he's up.
Oh, well. He does let us know that he's catching up late.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Like last night, we got like he's watching the show at 9:30 last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what must have been a rough day playing bar on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
right?
Tell him, Mac, where they can find us.
Yeah, just go to the YouTube, man. You can find the whole show. You can go to any spot you want. Or you go to the Odyssey app. I list every segment that we do. So you can say, I want to hear some Chiefs talk. Oh, where do they talk Royals? They talk about Caglione's awesome home run or awesome clutch hit. We talked about it all. Find it.
No doubt. And then you can participate in the...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yep. We asked on the Fesco and Dusty poll question on X today. We said, who's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We agree that the top four are Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, any order you want to put them in other than one. And then who's fifth? Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford. Right now it's getting closer and closer as the day goes on. We've got 120 votes in. Jalen Hurts at 40%, Jaden Daniels at 32.5%, Matthew Stafford 18.3%, and Justin Herbert, oh boy, 9.2%.
Wow, good.
So Carrington's voted.
Yes, he has.
That's good. Yeah.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
So we'll get back into that a little bit later as well. We're going to explain, I promise, why
Carrington
I think
voted is an all-timer. Dude, I love it. It's so good. Speaking of an all-timer, let me just real quick, you showed me the uniforms. You know I'm a uniform guy.
Yeah, Washington?
Washington's going back to the Redskin uniforms. They're it's not going sick. Back to the name, but yeah. they have unveiled
they might
the
as
Redskins
well.
Uniforms yeah. from the 80s and 90s and today. And the only thing that's not Redskin on it is the logo, which has mm-hmm. which is a terrible name and a terrible logo. They need to find something better, but those uniforms are money, dude.
Yeah, that was that's a clean look, and the Chiefs could definitely do something similar to that. But again,
could they do though? Because they haven't changed their uniforms ever.
Man, it'd look really cool if they had black jerseys, man. That's always like the number one thing is they want that.
Yes.
You always used to see them in the mall. Be like the yellow with the red numbers.
Yeah.
It'd
yeah.
be like the black with the red numbers. And it's like, I'll do the road alternate.
Oh dude. And then, you know, cause they're moving back into Washington, DC. I'm getting goosebumps looking at this because their fight song is fight for old DC, like that's how it ends, right? And they have a picture of the old stadium, three players in the old uniform standing, and the caption is fit for old DC.
Old DC.
Give me a cigarette, bro. Oh, like seriously, like I'm to that level with that. That's so awesome.
They
that's
did
cool.
everything but say they're getting ready to change their name.
I love it. It's so, oh my God, the uniforms are so good.
It's like, wait, so you and your wife are divorced? Yep. But you live together? Yep. And you're not paying child support? Yep. And the kids still live there? Yep. Mm-hmm. So you're getting back together? Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
Easy. I know a guy.
Yeah, I bet you do. So last night, some big moments in the game. This one being one of them.
1-1 pitch. Caglione hits a drive out into the gap in right center field. That's in the alley and gone. Caglione's first home run at Kauffman Stadium. Kind of a sinking line drive.
Kind of.
And it went out of the shadows.
Yeah, it was 114 off the bat.
And over the wall and brightly lit by the sun, right center field.
Okay. With the Royal across the chest. But, of course, obviously the biggest hit last night was...
Here's the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. Lined into left center field, and it's down. And here comes Garcia with the winner. Nick Lofton, who hit the two-run home run in the seventh. He singles into left center field to win the game.
So there was the game-winning hit, and it was all set up by what I believe, which we heard the Caglione home run, but that Caglione fly out to right, to me, was his best at-bat he's had in months. And I know that he hit two home runs in Texas. I know he hit that home run last night. I think it was like 114 off the bat. Just the definition last night of a piss missile there. Mm-hmm. But the way that he set the Royals up, because I know that that double play crushed him when he swung at the first pitch against the Dodgers on Friday night with the crowd being big, double play, first pitch, game over.
Yeah.
And that's tough to do. And of course, last night they go up to Cags to interview him about the play. And this is what he said.
My whole plan going into that AB was just to get a ball in the air. You know, I wanted to move Mikel over. I mean, everybody out here, you know, we're just trying to put sweat in a bathtub with this time of year, you know. Yes.
I mean, that was like the worst possible execution.
I know.
That is a geeky laugh.
The best opportunity.
I was trying to. I know.
To be like, man, just trying to grind it out.
That was unbelievable.
I mean, that was so bad. I respect.
Who's in the background?
Terrible.
That's got to be Vinny.
Right about that.
That's got to be Vinny in the background because Vinny's locker room is right next to him, which I'm glad that you bring that up because Tuesday or Monday night, I was out there at the game when they had the big victory, all the home runs and everything, and Jack didn't do jack anything. And he was distraught. He was down. He was down bad, man. He was sitting in his chair, towel on his back, looking at his phone, not doing anything. And Vinny's post-game interview that we recorded was great. Everybody's happy. They're listening to music. Everybody's fun. That last night, the home run's great. It's the first home run at home, whatever. Him explaining that when he went up to the plate, just trying to get a guy over, trying to get the runner in scoring position, it might hurt your batting average. It's really low right now. I don't care. It's going to add a win to the win column. And right now, we've got to keep winning. We lost our lead in the eighth inning with one of our, hoses on the mound in Urseg, who couldn't find the strike zone if he had it right in front of his face. I'll give him a pass. That's one time.
Hey, look, man, right. Relievers one are going to make mistakes.
And
it happens.
He set up Michael Garcia knowing that if he got it deep enough, he could tag from second. And knowing that Nick Lofton had been seeing the ball like a beach ball at the plate the last two nights. And game respect game, man. Like, you got guys set up. You let the guy behind you. That's humbling. That's knowledgeable. And that's smart. And that's a 22-year-old kid that did that. Well, so, again, I know he's struggling still, and we want to see the numbers change. But a home run and a key at bat to get your team set up for a win, and you won. You won a series, and now you can go for the sweep.
It was a big, big moment for him last night. It has nothing to do with the on-the-field stuff. He became a Major League Baseball player, in my opinion, last night. That's number one goal is to win games. And that's what he said after the game. And, I go back to Moose getting a bunt, down, and everybody going, oh, Moose has finally figured out what team baseball is all about. And that was like in 14, right? And finally, all those things kind of connected. And it's awesome when you can be a baseball player and not have your agent on your back telling you everything that you need to be doing to make yourself a better individual player. And you're going out there and you're being the best teammate that you can possibly be. And that's the win from last night's game. You beat Pittsburgh. They're a losing team. You keep a losing team losing. You're taking care of business. Great. But we saw last night, Jack Caglione emerge as a Major League Baseball player last night. And for all of those who want to send him down, as we said yesterday, that's a bad decision. He's not going to get better going down to the minor leagues and facing some rum-dums, right? You're going to get better by failing and learning from your mistakes and getting better from your failures at the big league level. And we saw him last night just with that quote alone, not the bathtub stuff, but the stuff before that. I just wanted to get Michael over. That's a great attitude. That is a great approach. And that's how you know he's a winning baseball player and he's focused on the team and he's not focused on his own numbers, because he could have swung out of his shoes and tried to win the game there and be the conquering hero. But you know what? You didn't need to do that. You just needed to move your guy over because Nick Lofton is coming up. And he'd been hot over the last couple of games. Mm. And so that's keeping the line moving, understanding how to be a big league baseball player, and understanding what it takes to win at this level. But more importantly, being a team guy. Jack Caglione showed us last night he's all about the team and not about his individual numbers. I'm sure his agent's pissed this morning, and good.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to put sweat in a bathtub.
I don't know what that means.
I can tell you. The phrase "trying to put sweat in the bathtub" is not a standard or literal expression. It likely refers to a misunderstanding of a humorous way to describing the process of taking a bath, potentially after physical activity or exertion. Sweat is a natural bodily fluid produced during exercise or when the body temperature rises. Baths are often used for relaxation and hygiene purposes.
Okay. Is that AI?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, it likely refers to the misunderstanding or a humorous way of describing the process of taking a bath, potentially after a physical activity. So there you go. Put it on a shirt. Sell it.
So Cody's already done that. So you're trying to put sweat in the bathtub, meaning like you sweated all day, you worked your ass off, then you got in the bathtub. So he's trying to say, I just worked my ass off. I'm trying to, okay.
Because you're getting ready to take a relaxing bath. But the only
when was the last time you bathed?
Oh, God, never.
I mean, honestly, when was the last? I know.
I had literally the last. I don't know if I've. I don't know what I've done more recently. Had a bath or had KFC?
KFC.
Oh, that's a good question, Dusty.
I don't really know.
I'm going to go bath.
That's not a shot at KFC.
No, I don't know
the last. I mean, I live right by one, and I'm never there.
Their coleslaw is really good, and that spork thing is phenomenal.
I mean, their mashed potatoes and gravy are nuts. Their mac and cheese is fake, but I love it.
I'm trying to think the last time. I mean, we have one bathtub now at the house because when we did the bathroom, we ripped the tub out because we weren't using it.
Yeah.
You know, and so
it's just kind of gross to take a bath.
Well, it's a pool of your own filth. Yeah. You know, it's a tepid pool of your own filth that you're flinging. You sit in the bathroom, you see the film just form around you and whatnot. I think
is you're supposed to like shower first, then you fill, and then you let it go, then you drink, then you fill the bath, and then you relax and soak. Oh. Not in the one way that you soak.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's the Utah way
of soaking?
No. That's no fun.
Well, depends on who you talk to. Yeah, the bathtub thing, man. Like, I mean, I remember vividly taking a bath years and years ago and watching Oprah, but I don't remember since then. And that's when we were living in St. Louis. We had like one of those jet tubs. I'm like, what the hell, right?
My name is Richie Cunningham, and this is my wife, Oprah. My name is number two.
That was before my child was born, and she's 15, almost 16 in December. I honest to God, don't know. Jen, have we ever taken a bath together in the new house? but honest to God, I don't know. I mean, the last time I took a bath or KFC, I would think I would nod to KFC before the bath.
You, man, I don't know why that went in my head, but, you know.
I know it's KFC. It was over a year ago for that, almost 2 years for KFC. I remember because the aftermath was not fun.
Don't ever disrespect baths again because you're grimy asses.
Oh, God. Okay. Is that really come in on the text line?
Why would I lie to you?
I mean.
Does sitting down in the shower count as a bath? Asking for a friend. No, I do that once a month.
That's so sad.
That's awesome, dude. That's where the shower beer comes into play.
Sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Just getting the shower water?
I tilt the shower head down to where it's down on, you know, the privates, and I just sit there, lean back, cold drink.
Oh, okay, I get
that.
That
way I'm not getting sprayed in the face.
Yeah.
I'm just soaking it up, man. Try it out. Feels good.
I'm mowing the lawn today, so shower beer doesn't sound too bad.
Tell you what. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into the greatest Mahomes analysis ever.
Oh, it's so good. I can't wait to play it.
There you go. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Dusty 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Got to skedaddle out of here today. It's getting hot. Got to mow the lawn.
Yeah, we do. I got a 10:30 appointment with the kiddos I told you about. Got to get them new passports. They got to have both parents present. Otherwise, they don't do it.
Okay. Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. What is so, Mac, was your mom there when you got yours recently?
So I got it wrong. I guess you take the bath and then you shower.
And then you skedaddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take the bath and then you shower. Tammy from the Westin takes a bath every day because she doesn't want to get her hair wet.
God bless her.
And I said, Tammy, you got a whole slew of a cabinet of free shower caps at the Westin. Just take them.
Yeah, just do that.
Hair gets frizzy. Can't do it.
I'd be the first one to buy that soap. Either way. There's Mahomes' analysis, and you said it's great, and you're ready to play it.
Yeah, let's play this analysis, because this is finally somebody who has a brain, unlike that guy, Acho, that we talked about yesterday.
Do you know what the word standard means?
I do.
Okay.
Harry, Patrick Mahomes did not have a huge statistical season by any measure, all right? But the Chiefs still went 15-2 and went and lost to in the Super Bowl. But what am I supposed to make of the last couple years, especially statistically, I mean, nothing huge. Not that impressive. I mean, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions last year. 27 touchdowns, 14 the year before. And I mean, this was a quarterback who would never throw interceptions his first few years in the league as a starter. What am I supposed to make of that?
Well, I would say this about Patrick Mahomes. Now, we also have to look at who he's throwing the football to, right? Because it's not like he has the cream of the crop. Patrick Mahomes is still the standard in the National Football League, y'all. It doesn't matter. Have you noticed we never make excuses for Patrick Mahomes? Because he just finds a way to get it done. And it doesn't matter who he's out there with.
Beautiful analysis by Harry Douglas. Can we build him a statue outside of Arrowhead, please? And I'm being serious about that. That was probably the best analysis that any blowhard, gas bag, and whatever else Ben calls us,
I feel attacked,
you know, has said about Patrick Mahomes over the last 7 months or 6 months since they lost the Super Bowl, right? That was nails as to what he said. I believe Harry Douglas played in the NFL. I don't know who his nerd co-host was, but he really felt like Patrick Mahomes let him down on his fantasy team. What am I supposed to feel about that? Guy wins games, and then Harry Douglas comes out and says, okay, let's talk about who he throws to. And that's something that we talk about here, right? We've talked about that in Kansas City. But nationally, nobody talks about Kadropius Tony and whoever else he's
MVS,
had. MVS, Sky Moore, Hardman at times.
No wide receiver one or two in the previous year.
Exactly. And I'm
rookie
so
wide
glad.
Receiver coming in the year league.
Yeah, exactly. Rookie wide receiver becoming your number one target 2 years ago to win the Super Bowl. And so that's a great point there. He's still the standard, y'all, in the NFL. I love the fact that he said that. And then he goes, and this is a guy, he's right. We don't make excuses for Patrick Mahomes. We make excuses for Josh Allen. We make excuses for Joe Burrow. We make excuses for Lamar Jackson. We made excuses for Jalen Hurts. Not one time has anybody that I can recall, and maybe I'm wrong, has anybody sat there and made an excuse for why Patrick Mahomes didn't win a game and make an excuse for Patrick Mahomes. We've never done anything like that at all because all he does is win, and he wins when it matters most. But all these other quarterbacks, well, Josh Allen, he's got a bad running game, or Joe Burrow's got a fur coat and a Batmobile. Like, there's all these excuses that we make for all of these other guys. But when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, if he loses, nobody makes excuses for Patrick Mahomes because usually he doesn't lose. He finds ways to win.
I just don't care anymore. Is that a lazy radio take? Like, I just don't care. Someone's like, yeah, Mahomes is like the fourth best quarterback in football. I'm like, okay.
Fine. If you That's think fine. That, like, go for it. You're wrong.
I've seen three Super Bowl victories. I've seen five Super Bowls. I've seen the guy get only two. I mean, like.
Yeah, right.
It's like.
You run out of things to say.
The list of, like, trying to explain it. And then you hear people, you know, come up with their excuses. Like, yeah, well, it was two Super Bowl losses. They were blowouts. And then you go back to those people and like, well, what I've been told is that quarterbacks, you know, wins are not a quarterback stat. Are losses a quarterback stat? Well, in playoffs is when quarterback stats matter. Okay. Well, his numbers in last year's Super Bowl, not great. They weren't terrible. I mean, I know he got a lot of junk plays, but if we're going through the whole thing and then you get to the, and it's like every time you
And that's why stats don't matter right there. Because Patrick Mahomes did not have a good game. Nobody played good in that Super Bowl.
I think it depends on the narrative, what you're trying to describe when it comes to the stat. But what I think is crazy about having to defend Patrick Mahomes is it's a hogwash conversation of an argument because it's, you know, saying that you're the best employee, you know, and then they'll say like, well, he doesn't bring a backpack to work. Okay. He brings a briefcase. Mm-hmm. Who's bringing a briefcase to work? Well, he's still here all the time, on time, has all his work prepped out. Yeah, but he comes in at, you know, he gets to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning. He can't help his schedule. That's right. Just where his time slot, you know, it's stuff like that. And so when people want to have that conversation of, you know, this guy's better, that Joe Burrow had a better statistical year last year. Do you make the playoffs? No. Okay, well, look at Patrick Mahomes after that Buffalo, or right before, or starting at the Buffalo game going the rest of the year. They played that game, what, last year, in like week six? And then all of a sudden you go after that game and you had like one turnover, but we don't want to talk about it. Well, he didn't play a full season because the team was 15-1 and going into the last week of the season, had everything locked up. He's been the one or the two seed every single year in the playoffs. He's had the AFC Championship game go through his house every year he's been a starter except one.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady was still in the league.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, where do you want me to keep defending this? And quite frankly, I don't need to anymore. It's like, I don't need to defend that Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball hitter I've ever seen in my life. I watched a man get walked with the bases loaded.
Oh, God, yes.
I watched a guy hit egregious amounts of home runs. Well, he did steroids. Fine.
It's almost like the national
Taylor
media
was high on cocaine and was just ripping people's legs out of the socket.
That's the least he was on.
I mean, so it's like, yeah, we could have Doc Ellis threw a perfect game. He's high on acid.
Yeah.
I'd throw strikes too if the glove was the size of the state of Texas and the bat was a cobra.
I mean, could you
That's
imagine
how he describes this moment?
Yeah, right. But could you imagine pitching a big league game high on LSD?
I've only done this show once on acid. It was great.
It was fantastic. I remember that day. Yeah, it was huge. But I think with the Mahomes thing, it's like everybody's just waiting.
I just don't care anymore.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's like he almost, they're rooting for him to fail. They're rooting for him to not be good anymore. And you know what? All of that rooting and all that pining for Patrick Mahomes to fall off is not working. It's actually fueling his fire. And he's only going to get better. And he's only going to play better because of this. Like, you don't think this offseason for Patrick Mahomes, he busted his ass all offseason long with his wide receivers and Travis Kelce and all these guys to get ready for this season because of that bad taste that was left in their mouth? I couldn't even tell you the score of the Super Bowl. Okay? That's where I am on that Super Bowl. That is so far a distant memory for me, but I'm not wearing number 15, okay? I'm not that guy, and he's that guy who will use that as motivation. And everything that nitwits say in the offseason about him, and there's been a lot recently about Patrick Mahomes, he's going to use that as fuel for the fire to go out there and continue to prove everybody wrong. It's like this guy has accomplished so much, and I feel like he still has to go out there and prove doubters wrong.
I don't think he – that's why he said in that interview with KI, he said, let's just play football.
Let's have fun.
And, I mean, anybody that says that he's not the standard
– that guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah, they're just bored. They're just trying to come up with something, man. That's what it is at this point. And people are bored. They want discussion.
And that's fine. Have that discussion about Burrow and Lamar.
Yeah. Or talk Burrow about the other and quarterbacks.
Because like, that's where it makes sense. Like, those guys all have the – what Patrick Mahomes has, those guys don't have in common. And it's not talent. It's the track record of winning.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen all have one thing in common. One, they can't beat Jordan. And two – they're all MVPs. Burrow's going to get his this year. I promise you.
You call it now, right? What are the odds on him to win?
I'd have to look it up on DraftKings.
As long as he doesn't fall on his face, he probably will get it because it is his turn.
And I just,
which is so stupid.
And I think that's where you can have, if you're late, if you're tired and you're pining for football conversations, then go have that conversation. Or have the conversation we had today in our weekly poll question. Who's the fifth best quarterback in football?
Well, I'm
giving you four of the top five. I don't know who the fifth is.
Every conversation about quarterbacks in this league should all start out. We all know Mahomes is the standard. But if you got to win a game, do you want Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson as your quarterback? Because that's a debate. That is a real debate to have. Who do you want in a big game situation? Because really neither quarterback has proven they can win the big game situation. So who are you taking in that situation?
Right. Joe Burrow, third best odds to win MVP. Lamar Jackson at plus 550, tied with Josh Allen. Joe Burrow at plus 650. Patrick Mahomes at plus 700. Mm-hmm. You want to know what Chris Jones is for Defensive Player of the Year?
2,100.
Is that what it was? According to DraftKings, he is plus 6,000.
Okay. You want to talk about odds. Andy Reid has better odds to be the first coach fired than he does to win Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, he has the second worst odds to win Coach of the Year.
8,000 to 1 or something like
it's
that.
It's 9,000. It's plus 9,000.
Plus 9,000. He's got plus 5,000 to be the first coach fired.
Yep. Do you know who the favorite is to win Coach of the Year?
Let me guess. Yeah. What jackass hasn't coached before? Dick Bramer up there in Chicago.
I really love that you said this. It's your boy, Mike Vrabel.
Oh, Vrabel's the leader?
Oh, really? He is? On FanDuel, it is. What was his name?
Ben Johnson.
Dick Bramer.
That's Dick Bramer. Yeah.
Chicago's coach.
Yeah. Ben Johnson. Yeah. And then Mike Vrabel. Yeah.
Yeah. DraftKings has Mike Vrabel plus 600, Ben Johnson plus 700. They have Liam Cohen Duvall.
That's my bet.
At plus 1400.
That's a great bet.
Nah, dude, I'm taking Pete Carroll at 1500.
Pete Carroll's a good bet at plus 1500.
Both, man.
Because if that team has any sort of pulse.
Mm-hmm. Same with Jacksonville.
Nope.
Yeah, but the Raiders are a much bigger brand, much more dominating brand. Pete Carroll's a better human coach.
Yeah, but where Jacksonville could win that division, the Raiders won't. That would trump
Fair
over.
Fair point.
And Trevor Lawrence is...
If you figure Trevor Lawrence out,
Trevor Lawrence is headline city, dude.
Yeah.
More than anyone, even more than Ashton Jeanty. Way more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those are the two, right?
Pete Carroll's a good bet on that.
Yeah,
But the fact that Andy Reid has better odds to be the first coach fired than he does for Coach of the Year is pathetic.
Yeah, that's
like people
asinine.
Believe that he has a better shot to get fired than he does to be the Coach of the Year.
Somebody from the 816 says, I figured it beat Stefanski. He hasn't won it in a couple of years.
Right, yeah, well, it's true. It should be Stefanski. What are his odds for Coach of the Year this year? It's got to be up there.
Somebody from the 913 says, Josh Allen doesn't need the refs or Taylor Swift to win games. Let's go Bills.
Okay, have you remember the video where the ref literally sat down with Josh Allen, popped a high C fruit punch for him, gave him a slice of orange, and patted him on the jock?
And they said, let me know
when... what games have Josh Allen won? Go Bills, Jimmy Gaffney, right?
Somebody says, let me know when Mahomes wins a Super Bowl that isn't handed to him. Blowhards.
He's come back. Double digits and all of that.
Don't let the text line get you because you know about the text line, right? What that guy said?
That guy's an idiot, man.
That's great. Go Bills.
What Super Bowl has Josh Allen played? And call me when that happens. That's why that's a good debate.
Dude.
You got a big game to win. You got Burrow, you got Allen, or you got Lamar. Who are you taking to win the big game? Because you could say all three of them have never, other than Burrow. I mean, he did win here at Arrowhead. But that's it. One game out of the three of them.
The 913 continues. Allen is better, though. He doesn't pay the refs or need Taylor Swift. Mahomes isn't as good as Allen, buddy.
Buddy.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Yeah, your dad's Patrick Mahomes, brother.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Remember when your fans were kids and threw snowballs to Patrick Mahomes? Oh, that's right. Patrick Mahomes paid Mother Nature to have it snow so the Bills would have a chance. Still didn't work.
What does that cost? Because I would pay Mother Nature to rain like once a day, like for 2 hours.
It costs two lips in my ass cheek to kiss it.
Okay.
How about Asante Samuel, baby? You want to hear what he had to say about the Dolphins? Because that's funny. Hey, how's your division over there, Bills fan? How's your division? You got the Dolphins, the Jets, and New England?
That guy's an idiot, man. Yeah.
Dolphins had no reason to trade Jalen Ramsey other than they're sensitive. There's no leadership in the Dolphins organization. Mike McDaniels is a pushover. Chris Greer, the general manager, he has no backbone. These guys over here, the Miami Dolphins, they are running this team like a little league team. No one can stand up to the players. They're terrified of their own players, and they have no control over their players.
Hello, America.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that is great scorched earth coming from a former player. And it was funny, a couple of years ago when they first hired Mike McDaniels down there in Miami, we had the conversation like, this will be good until they don't win. We're seeing it happen right before our eyes.
Well, not only that, but I mean, eventually you have to beat good teams. We talk about this with the Royals. Like, oh, yeah, they're beating Pittsburgh. I don't want to hear that. They just need to win right now. But eventually, you can't go out there this weekend and get your ass kicked by the Mets. Yeah. Right? You got to go out against the Mets and win 2 out of 3 because you have your backs against the wall. You're now 3 games under .500. But again, I brought this up to you guys yesterday in post-production meeting. Like, you know, could the Dolphins finish last in the AFC East?
Hell yes, they can.
And is that more embarrassing than finish last in the AFC South?
No.
Because you would lose. That means the Jets would have a better record than you?
Fair point. Yes, it does. Okay. Right. Yep.
And the Jets quarterback is?
Justin Fields. I think the Jets are not going to be nearly as bad as people think.
Okay, because you're trusting Aaron Glenn.
They weren't that bad last year.
They were 4-13.
Yeah, but they were in like 4 of those games. Rodgers lost those games. I imagine the defense will be better. And Justin Fields isn't as bad as we'd like. He's the third best running quarterback in the league.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin Fields has gotten a bad rap.
He's got a really bad rap. That's all I'll say.
He has.
But he's got Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, like, there's things. They could win 6 games, 7 games.
Yeah, and that means the Dolphins would win 5.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Just terrible, yeah.
Exactly.
It's fair.
No, so, I mean, like, if you finish worse than the Jets this year, yeah, that's
I mean, the
pathetic.
Two laughing stocks in the NFL are the Jets and the Browns. Am I wrong? I mean, I know we love Dallas, but Dallas still gets the playoffs.
Yeah,
they lose, but they still win.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're the worst.
Would you rather be an affiliate of the Browns or the Jets? And you're like, neither.
The Jets,
Titans fans, that they would argue they're the most forgotten team in the NFL. But
they have the number one pick, and nobody knows who that is.
Yeah, they were in a graphic yesterday that listed all 32 quarterbacks. Cam Ward was not on it.
I'd rather be forgotten than laughed at consistently.
A guy released all quarterbacks who's like in tears, right? And he made up all these tears. Cam Ward wasn't on the list. He forgot about Cam Ward.
Who did he have as the quarterback?
How
do you have 32 quarterbacks and leave out a team?
Exactly. Left out a team because no one remembers him.
But that's an interesting one because Jen said to me the other day, she goes, you see Warren's allowing Cam Ward to wear his number one. And I'm like, I do, but it's like, it's not the same organization. I think when teams move, they need to leave everything behind, just like the Browns did. Like they left everything behind. Do it that way and just start anew in that city that you moved to, because nobody wants, you know, the Tennessee Oilers, and that's why they changed their whole name. But when they rebranded and did all, once you leave a city, you got to leave your colors, you got to leave your records, you got to leave all that behind in case there is a backfill, and that can be the franchise in that city. Because Warren Moon going to Nashville, he's a Houston guy. That's not a Nashville thing.
Dan Orlovsky just got paid.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
ESPN gave him a contract extension. Multi-year.
Someone else just got paid, too.
Somebody thanked him for all he did. Chet Holmgren got paid.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
They gave him a leg up.
You know who else got paid? Sal Palantonio, baby. He got paid today, too.
Oh, because Philadelphia won the Super Bowl?
They did. Yep. Sal's got a 2-year extension.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
He had always a good...
So ESPN's writing checks today.
Nice.
Which means that all these people that are 28 to 31 years old will get fired and not get him in a contract, which is why Dan Le Batard left ESPN.
Who are you talking about? Like
all the people? Who are we talking about? Yeah. All the people they hire that are young and actually talented, they don't pay them because they pay all these guys massive amounts of contracts. That's why Mina Kimes is, I don't think, at ESPN anymore. You can like her or hate her, whatever you want to think. That's why Dan Le Batard's not there anymore, yeah, because they are paying like guys like Dan Orlovsky this egregious amount of money. They pay, and that's, and Dan's a good guy. Dan deserves to be paid. I'm not saying that.
Dan, you know, we can have our disagreements with Dan, but at the end of the day, that guy does work his ass off, man.
And that guy was, I'm going to be honest with you, that guy was very, very respectful to us at Radio Row. He was very kind. He didn't have to listen to Mac or talk to Mac to get an interview with us. He didn't have to come on with us. And he came over, he shook our hands, he looked us in the eye, he was polite, he gave us a good message. So he is completely a 180 to me in a personality. You do that, I'll change my perspective because I tell people to do nice things. That dude did a nice thing for a bunch of schmucks in Kansas City.
Yeah, he did.
And he was a professional about it.
And it's amazing how when you have those interactions with people, how that changes your perception of those folks. You know? No matter who it is, right? You have a good interaction with somebody, it changes maybe how you view that person. So no, I'm glad for Orlovsky. He does work a lot. He really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he busts it, and he works at the craft. A lot of these professional athletes that come into this business do not work at the craft, and they stink at it. And that's why I don't understand. There was an article today on Barrett Sports Media. Can sports radio recruit former athletes? I'm like, I hope they don't. How many really former athletes are really good at this profession? It's not a lot of them.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at FS1 and a lot of their guys that they do their shows, like, they're not former athletes. I mean, I know the morning show, I mean, Parkins is an athlete and he's good at his job. Nick wasn't an athlete. Mm-hmm. We know that. He's good at his job. I mean, Broussard, he's done better. I mean, so, I mean, those guys are, you know, they're fine. Dan Orlovsky, man, you talk about working your ass off.
Seriously.
Sixth season of NFL Live is still going to happen. Headline extensive studio show presence. Enters four seasons as Monday Night Football's analyst for select games. And he's going to have frequent appearances on Get Up, First Take, Pat McAfee, and Sports.
He's on all the time. Like, he's become kind of the new face of ESPN. I think it's cool. Like, good. Go for it. And the cool thing about Dan Orlovsky is nobody knows who Dan Orlovsky is from a football standpoint.
What? He's the guy that ran out of bounds.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you know. He wasn't a big name type of player, but he's worked at this craft. He's gotten better. He's worked at it. He's gotten better. He's worked at it. Most athletes don't do that when they're done playing. They're like, I'm done, man. I worked my ass off, and I don't blame them. They just want to come in and talk football. It doesn't work that way.
His handler was by far the nicest person I got to work with throughout the radio. Yeah. Orlovsky's handler, she was super nice.
Well, look, he's nice, too.
He's nice, too. Exactly. You know. He hires good people. He has good people around him. You know, we'll try to get him on again. Jacksonville. I think he's calling that Jacksonville game, so. Monday Night Football.
Hopefully we can have Mr. Orlovsky on. That'd be great. Coming up on the other side, running. Why is it negative? What else? What else was made negative? We'll do that. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What am I supposed to make of that?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, and some other schmuck here with you on a Wednesday. Coming up in about 12 minutes, Royals manager Matt Cotrero will join the show. Coming off of quite a few wins in the month of July. They played eight games. Eight games in July. They're 6-2 in those games. They've scored 9 runs twice, and they're hitting home runs at a rapid rate. So be excited to hear what you have to say about the Nick Lofton couple games, Cags' moment last night. We'll talk about Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi as well, as we'll be with the Royals manager in about 12 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan. Running, why is it negative?
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, and it's bizarre because we had this conversation yesterday in like the post-show meeting, and I was talking about a story of a friend of mine who works in fitness around town, and we were having a conversation about a year ago, and he goes, one of the things we're trying to do with kids now is to get them to not think of running as a punishment. And Max, like, oh yeah, start like googly-eyed, like, when we were kids, running was used as a punishment, right? I mean, if you did something wrong in sports, they made you run. We had a baseball coach, Mr. Wickheiser was the guy's name. Giant of a man, very crass, probably would have not been allowed to coach children if it was 2025 with some of the stuff that he used to say to us at 13 years old. But if you did something wrong, he'd say, go kiss the plug. And it was the fire hydrant, probably, I don't know, 500 yards in a hill away. And you had to run up there, touch the fire thing, come back. I mean, it was a Jaunt.
Yeah.
And so when you were a kid or we were kids growing up in our generation, it was like when you did something wrong, they made you run. And running was always associated with something negative, right? And so my friend was telling me about a year ago, he goes, what we're trying to do is get that mindset out. Running's fun. It should be exercise, should be fun. You're moving your body, you're sweating, you're having a good time. For somehow, some way, it got turned into a negative. And then after the show yesterday, I went and had a coffee with Tony Temple, who will join us on Friday, and he's got Temple Made Fitness going on. And he was sitting there and he talking to me, and obviously wasn't our post-show meeting. He goes, we're trying to get kids to understand like running is fun and not a punishment anymore. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, you must have been in our meeting today to have that kind of conversation, because that's exactly what we were talking about. Like, then, is running still used as a punishment for kids today in sports? Like, if you do something wrong, do they still force you to run a mile or you know, run to the fire hydrant and come on back and do all that kind of stuff? Because if they are, they're doing it wrong, because running should not be something that you dread. It should be something that you look forward to, because it really makes you feel better when you're done with it.
It was always a punishment in basketball, but I don't want to go back to glory days in high school.
Right.
So I have to tread lightly here.
Emos is opening a location in Kansas City, I saw. Seriously, 100%. They announced a new location. So the high school Emos and
smash.
All of that.
I love Emos.
Me too.
Awful stuff. Worst crap on earth.
I will get their pizza and I will get their toasted raviolis.
And the dessert pizza?
I never had it.
Oh, brother.
Smash.
What is it?
Rather eat a shoe.
Cinnamon pizza with
it's got the streusel.
So it's not original or anything like that.
Oh, that's fine.
Everybody does a cinnamon streusel crust.
It's great.
Godfather's buffet back in the day.
Oh, that's exactly where it was. Godfather's. Remember Mr. Gaddy's back in the day too. We had one in Lawrence. I lived at Mr. Gaddy's.
Somebody says yes, as a high school coach, it is still a punishment.
But why? Why are we making?
Because we hated as kids.
I know, but like, and then we hated as an adult, and then we're all obese because we don't want to do anything.
We don't want to do it
because it was beaten into our heads that it's bad, it's negative, it's terrible, it's awful. And then you become an adult, you're like, thank God I don't have to run anymore, because it ruined us as kids.
I don't know how many people that listened to this were in my high school at the time that I was there, but we played, he's no longer alive, but our coach's name was Slade Morlang, RIP. He was our freshman coach. And this is a true story. We had a small gym and we had the normal gym at Blue Springs High School. And in the small gym, a bunch of us kept like farting. Right. This is a true story. I'm not kidding. We kept farting.
Sometimes you run, you fart.
No, we weren't running. We were just standing around, like shooting around. We kept farting. The coach
lifting your leg and
Slade Morling was like, all right, enough. It's not pleasant. And all of a sudden we're on the baseline and we're getting ready to hear like what drill we're getting ready to do from Coach Morling. And one of our buddies just starts like, you know, doing like the butthead laugh.
Yeah.
And he's like, seriously? All right. And what he made us do was we had to run backwards with our hands above our heads, and we had to wait until the flag on the wall was waving till we got the air circulated, and that sucked.
Oh, damn. God.
That was terrible. I don't think anybody farted in practice again. That's a true story. RIP to Slade. Oof. But we had to run backwards, hands up, because we kept ripping ass in practice, and we had to wait until the flag was literally moving against the wall.
How long did it take?
Dude, I don't know. It felt like an eternity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you don't think about it, but going, you know, and then after that, we had to do wall sits for 5 minutes.
But your legs
shaked like a Tuesday night.
But that, because I remember when I was done with high school sports and all that kind of stuff, I moved on to college and found beer and pizza and 100 extra pounds. I was like, I don't have to exercise anymore. This is great. It was like the best thing because I didn't have to do forced exercise anymore. Then I advanced in my age and realized I better get on the treadmill. I got to change life here. And I've been able to do that. And that's been great. But I still, every day, I'm like, I dread. I don't want to run. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Because as a kid, it was beaten into our heads that it was for punishment and it was always a bad thing. You didn't go out and run for joy when you were a child. You ran and were punished.
The two things we did for punishment in practice was in basketball, we would do running behind backwards, or we would do like the defensive slide drills.
Oh, worst.
I mean, and thighs just, and your coach would come behind you and he'd like lower your back, like, get down. You'd be like, can't go any further.
Yeah.
We had to do what they called quarters in football. And the worse we lost on, you know, the weekend before, the more we had to run. And if you won, you didn't, you know, lose. We didn't win much. So we ran a lot. And they were like, and I hated it to this day. And to this day, every time I run, which is daily, I think about that Coach Tom Hill screaming, run with longer strides, Bobby, longer strides. And it was like you had to run like basically a quarter mile, and you had to sprint the quarter mile. And then you got like, you had like 90 seconds, and that included your rest. So the faster you ran, the more rest you got.
In eighth grade, if you forgot your pads for football, that's the last time I played football. I was terrible. You had to run down the sideline, and then you could walk the end zones. Run sideline, walk end zone until practice was over. Practice was an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah, that's nuts.
How did people just really stroll when they were walking?
Well, you had the defensive coach, when the offense was on the field, staying pat with the guy that was doing the stuff, and then you had the offensive coach, when the defense was doing their stuff, keep an eye on that kid.
But see, like, they're using that as a punishment. The last thing you want to do, though, is then run as an adult, because it was beaten into your head that this is a sign of doing something wrong, and you didn't want to do it. They always threatened you. You're going to have to run laps.
Yeah, it was kind of a revelation when you said that to me, because I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that is why I hate running.
Yeah, but you started talking about playing basketball, and you're like, I'm playing basketball. I kind of get my cardio, and I just hate running. I go, because you had to run as a child, didn't you? And we had that conversation. You're like, oh, my God, yeah.
Put a ball in my hand.
From the 6-2-0, we aren't obese because we don't run. We're obese because we are lazy, gluttonous pigs, myself included.
Yeah, but that's because you don't exercise. Because as a child, when you were playing sports, if you did something wrong, exercise was used as a form of punishment.
Well, who's that dude at Barstool to... the guy
that Frank the Tank. Yeah,
Big Frank. He's under 300 pounds.
Under 300 walking. Pounds, man.
Yeah.
And he just did it the other day. He got Diana Rossini to walk with him. Big does.
Yeah.
She walked with him. He's under 300 pounds.
That's like, awesome.
It's amazing.
And all he did was start walking. And the first thing he did is he walked from one court side to the other court side, back and forth twice a day. And then he'd start, you know, going and going and going and going. The other thing that people do when they start to work out is they go too hard early.
Absolutely.
And you're like, man, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm so sore. It's like, start with walking. Then, you know, maybe add a power walk. Then when you start feeling good about that, you can get, you know, a couple miles in, start a little jog in between the power walks. Yeah. And, you know, you do that. I love power walking. I don't run. I jog and I power walk. That's what I
love. You have walking poles? And I'm being serious about that.
No. Okay. No. I got two legs.
Yeah. But people use them obviously for reasons, because it's better for you, I guess, stabilize you. A lot of people for hiking and, you know, making sure you're stable on that. But I see a lot of people with those, you know, kind of those walking poles. The older you get, I think you have them. But I mean, yeah, it's really bizarre. Like, we're all, you're 20s, 30s, 40s, and we were all basically punished with exercise. And exercise should never be a punishment. It should be something that's fun that you look forward to doing. And at 48 years old, I still have a heart.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
time looking, and I love it because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm still like, oh my God, that Coach Tom Hill screaming water and like telling me to make my stride longer. And that's 30 years ago.
We'll get into why the UC alums don't like Bill Belichick, but we get into the Royals manager, Matt Cotrero, on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.